now bring you one more treasure from our program, Straight from the Heart. This extract has been chosen from the archives of conversations held with devotees here in the Radio Sai studios, and we hope it will be both moving and inspiring for you. In the following selection, Professor Jayalakshmi Gopinath, who has known Baba since 1947 and is now the warden of the Sri Satyasai Institute of Higher Learning, Anandapur campus, shares with us some of the loving interactions Swami had with his mother and father.
I had a very close relationship with her. Whenever we would go to Puttaparthi, Swami had given her a room in Prashanthi Nilayam. And she was the one, the only one, not even the father, who could just walk up to Swami's room at any time. He would indulge her. Oh, it was so wonderful to see it. And Swami was always very troublesome as regards eating. He was such a poor eater. So the sister sometimes, whatever Swami liked, they would cook and bring it from home, from the village. Mm-hmm. My God, the way he would dodge them. He would not eat, he would not come and sit at the plate. And then were they to serve, suppose he came and sat for a few seconds, he will eat so little, push this aside, push that aside. And sometimes when the sisters got really tired of coaxing him, they would bring the mother. And then, you see, when the mother came, Swami, tinnu Swami. Yenduku Swami nu tinnuvu? She would cajole him so sweetly with the love of her mother.
And but then, why are you not eating?
Yes. And then he would eat a little. And he would go on indulging her. He would get lovely saris. And then all of them would be spread in the room. Ra, em kavaliku tisko. Whatever she lacked, she could take. And some jewels also he would get for her. He was very fond. I mean, I do not say in the human way. But divinity, I do not know, maybe. Well, this may not be a proper opinion. Was indebted to the mother for giving him this divine body. The father was a wonderful person. We have known him. Mm-hmm. And of course, he could speak Telugu, no other language. And he had a provision shop. And he would diligently supply the devotees because there were no hotels and things like that at that time. And I think once in one of my talks, my father took to him very much. My father didn't know so much of Telugu, but somehow they could manage. And when we touched his feet once, with such humility, he said, "Why do you touch my feet?" Mm-hmm. And when we said, "You're the father of the avatar," he used to say, "I do not know. He's great. And he's for everybody. He's no more my son." This is the way he would say.
You have just listened to an edition of Straight from the Heart, touching and thought-provoking extracts of conversations held with devotees in the Radio Sai studios.